Lakers leading 6-0, 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Cassidy on offense, moving right to left across the radio. Dakota Hartle in the maroon helmet, white face mask, white stripe down the middle, numbers on either side. Back under center, T formation, coming back more of a conservative look.
And I think they got the call right there. It took an extra second, but they got it right.
And they're back to pass, and Lakers is there for the sack. All the way back down to the 35-yard line. Number 55 for Lakers, Quinn Smith. The defensive end, he's 5'10", but 200 pounds, brings him down for the sack from the 45-yard line back to the 35-yard line. A 10-yard sack, and now it brings up fourth down for Cass City.
Quinn Smith has been involved in a couple tackles for loss for that defense. This play here was they were trying to sell the run to the far side of your radio, and the quarterback scrambled to the near side. Quinn Smith was unblocked and unfazed by the fake. Wade has stood his ground.
And the punt is blocked, and Cassidy is trying to dive on it. Regardless, it goes backwards.
Lakers
and
recover.
This Laker offense and stands and fan base are fired up. The punt from Jacob Hacker was blocked, and it was recovered, actually downed at the 16-yard line, where Lakers will take over on downs, first and 10 from the Lakers 16-yard line. After a sack on third down, pushing Cassidy further back, they bring out the punt team, and Lakers blocks the punt. Plenty of momentum behind the green and white, deep in Cassidy's territory after just scoring their last possession, trying to tack on more points.
Oh, and all momentum is totally in favor of the home team right now. Big play by Lakers, and as they have been all night, the defensive line has been winning the battle all game long, and finally they get rewarded with a big block on fourth down.
It's a handoff to the right side. Diaz is around the right end and out to the 15-yard line. Still on his feet at the 10 to the 5, and he is in
touchdown
for the score. Touchdown, Lakers. Lakers, Diaz scrambles all the way from the 18-yard line. In for the score, but we have a flag way back at the 20-yard line. More than likely, this is going to be a hold. And it is a hold. Don't even look at that last play. Don't even look at it. And we go from a fired-up crowd to a hold. That one might hurt.
The awes were flying after that. But what a great run there by Diaz. Shed two tackles and drug the deep safety into the end zone. He made a heck of an effort to try and score, but a penalty, a hold on the opposite side of the line that Diaz actually ran on. So most likely an unnecessary penalty, as Diaz didn't even run to that side of the field.
So now we are at a first, and this is a country mile. The first down marker is at the 7-yard line. Lakers is starting this one at the 30-yard line. First and 23 from the spot of the foul, of course. Receiver wide to the right, I formation in the backfield, post under center. 45 seconds left in the third quarter. Diaz tries to run to his left. He has nothing going there. Runs into the back of a few defenders, and he is brought down for a loss of one. Going to be a tackle for a loss for Cass City's defense. Now second and only 24.
Only 24. The tackle made by the senior, Watson Moore.
Watson Moore, favorite name in the league. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Lakers leading 6-0. The ball is at the Kansas City 31-yard line. First down marker, like I said, is at the 7-yard line. Looks like they're going to let this one run out. 5 seconds left. Indeed, they are. So after three quarters, Lakers strikes for the first time tonight. Lakers with a 6-point lead over Cass City. We're headed to the fourth quarter on WLEW Sports.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Cody Newland from Marlette, and I'm a medical laboratory science major at SVSU. My MLS program was accredited the May before I started at Saginaw Valley. On a national level, this program is one of the best, so that's part of what brought me here. Saginaw Valley is only an hour from home, so I can go home whenever I need to, if I need to pick something up or if I want to see family and friends, but it's far enough away that I'm on my own. I lived on campus and it was amazing. I met so many people that way, and it prompted me to get involved, because if you're here, you'll have a little downtime, so you find something that will keep you busy in the long run. That's what makes college memorable.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. We've played three quarters, and we've seen one touchdown. Dave, we said it was going to be a defensive battle, and that's exactly what we see.
Well, we definitely didn't miss there. Both offenses, though, really have played well. Just when defenses had their backs against the wall, their red zone defense has dominated, and you mix in a couple penalties at bad times, and the defenses have looked a lot better than what we've really seen today.
Lakers now moving right to left across the radio post in the play action, back to pass, trying to connect with number 23, Steve Kaczynski, the senior, the only senior on this team. He had to dive for it, nearly brought it in, but unfortunately it falls incomplete, and now it brings up third and 24.
Yeah, Brady Post there threw it in a tough spot. Kaczynski hit him right in the hands. I know it's a tough play sometimes to try and make the catch, but anyways, good pass by Post. Kaczynski going back to the huddle telling him, hey, man, make that throw again. I'll catch it next time, because that was right on the numbers.
Third and 24. Definitely not third and short here for Lakers. First down marker at the 7. They're at the 31. Receiver wind to the right eye formation in the backfield. And it's a toss out to Katie, looking back for the pass. He has a man open at the 7. Is it up? It's caught by number 1, Seth Bowles. Seth Bowles on the completion from Dustin Katie in the backfield. In for the score. Touchdown, Lakers.
Wow.
Lakers connects on a 3rd and 24 for their second touchdown of the night. Dustin Katie to Seth Bowles.
Wow, Coach Grabowskis reaches into his bag of tricks and pulls out a home run. A little pitch off to Katie. He takes a couple steps to the far side, nowhere to go, and launches it downfield. And a great throw and catch. Dustin Katie with a great-looking throw. Probably made a case this offseason for quarterback, Clark. That was a perfect ball and a great throw and catch. Seth Bowles on the receiving end. Nobody within 5 yards. Great play there by the Lakers offense. And Cass City is shocked right now.
Dustin Katie batting 1,000 for the season. He's 1 for 1 for a 30-yard completion and a touchdown. Talk about a QB rating there. Going for 2, trips right. One man in the backfield is Diaz, Post under center. Looking back to pass, rolls to his right. Was intended for Terrence Dubes, broken up and incomplete. And it remains 12-0 Lakers, striking quickly in the fourth quarter with 11:52 left in the game. Cass City 0, Lakers 12.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
You're tuned to WLEW on a spirited night here in Laker Nation, now leading 12-0 over the Cass City Redhawks. Dave Hansen, you have some scores for us.
Another big touchdown run by Harbor Beach. Eli Kraft put runs in from over 50 yards. And Brown City, with 3 minutes left to go in the Brown City-Ubley game, now leads Brown City 7, Ubley 6.
What was the score of the Harbor Beach Sandusky game?
That's 21-0. Harbor Beach leads.
Of course, and Sandusky lost their starting quarterback due to a broken ankle. We believe his name is Jacob Lasewski. We hate to hear that for Sandusky. Broken ankle in week number two as they start.